We just wanted to explore the area, part of the country we hadn't seen before.
Bill Stewart is from Houston, Texas. We found him standing in front of City Hall in downtown Buffalo, soaking up all the great Art Deco of the City Hall building. He and his friends already checked out several sites from Buffalo to nearby tourist spots across the region.
We went up to Niagara Falls and we went down to Jamestown to see the Lucy and Desi Museum. And we went to
Rochester.
And we went to a place where they did the Arts and Crafts Movement.
And what do you think of our city?
I'm enjoying it. I've been really pleasantly surprised by the whole place.
Richard Peoples is also from Texas, traveling with Stewart's. He noted everyone has been very friendly.
When we stop in front of buildings, people are like, oh, are you interested in this building? And the guy in the first building we looked at, it has a glass
atrium.
And he had a piece of the old glass and was showing it to us. He was so proud of what he was fixing.
Yeah, he said you can tell that the old piece is because the light hitting the lead glass, it turns it a different color, which is kind of cool. And the last one at the Lafayette Hotel, mm-hmm. which is part apartment, part...
The florist took us on a walking tour through the lobby. Yes, we're heading back there for
a little more lunch.
With many events held this past weekend, hotels were booked solid. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown was thrilled.
In the city of Buffalo, we have the same wonderful circumstance where hotels are just about booked up.
The Texas tourist told WBFO News they always heard about the Buffalo Bills and our snow, but they said they'd rather be here than in the hot Texas sun. And they said they now realize there are plenty of tourist treasures, and we're thrilled to learn about our Queen City.
It sounds like you found out that we are called the City of Good Neighbors.
I did not know that, but that's...
Very accurate. Very accurate. Really enjoyed it. We're pleasantly surprised, and, you know, it's really cool.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.